4. Nora and two friends had just captured a table at their favorite deli, a converted service station that still sold gas but had also added designer sandwiches and latte at $3 a cup. As always, it was packed at noon, and the long lines attracted even more folks. It was a working lunch. Candy and Mary were the other two members of committee to oversee an auction for the art museum. Around most of the other tables, similar fundraisers were being plotted with great effort. Nora's cell phone rang. She apologized because she had forgotten to turn it off, but Mary insisted she take the call anyway. Cell phones were buzzing all over the deli. It was Aubrey again, and at first she was puzzled as to how he had obtained her number, but then she routinely gave it away. "It's Aubrey from the pumpkin seed," she explained to Candy and Mary, thereby linking them to the conversation. They nodded with disinterest. Presumably everybody knew Aubrey from the pumpkin seed. He had the highest prices in the world, so if you shopped there, you could one-up anyone when it came to stationery. "We forgot to discuss your party invitations," Aubrey said, and Nora's heart froze. She, too, had forgotten the invitations, and she certainly didn't want to discuss them in front of Mary and Candy. "Oh, yes," she said. Mary had struck up a conversation with a volunteer at the next table. Candy was scanning the deli to see who wasn't there.
We won't be needing them either," Nora said.
"No party?" Aubrey asked, his words laden with curiosity.
"Yes, no party this year."
"Well, I..."
"Thanks for calling, Aubrey," she said softly and quickly, and snapped the phone shut.
"Won't be needing what?" Mary asked, suddenly breaking off her other conversation and honing in on Nora.
"No party this year?" Candy asked,
her eyes locking onto Nora's like radar.
"What's up?"
"Grit your teeth," Nora urged herself. "Think of beaches, warm, salt water, 10 days in paradise."
"Oh, that," she said. "We're taking a cruise this year instead of doing Christmas. Blair's gone, you know. We need a break."
The deli was suddenly quiet, or at least it seemed so to Nora. Candy and Mary frowned as they replayed this news. Nora, with Luther's words ringing in her ears, pushed the offensive.
10 days on the Island Princess, a luxury liner. Bahamas, Jamaica, Grand Cayman. I've already lost 2 pounds, she said with a cheerful smugness.
You're not doing Christmas? Mary said in disbelief.
That's what I said, Nora responded.
Mary was quick with the judgment, and years ago Nora had learned to bite back. She stiffened, ready for a sharp word.
How do you simply not do Christmas? Mary asked.
You skip it,
Nora replied, as if that would explain everything.
Sounds wonderful, Candy said.
Then what do we do Christmas Eve? Mary asked.
You'll think of something, Nora replied. There are other parties.
But none like yours. You're sweet.
When do you leave? Candy asked,
dreaming now of beaches and no in-laws piled in for a week.
Christmas Day, around noon.
It was an odd time to leave, she had thought after Luther had booked the cruise. If we're not celebrating Christmas, dear, she said, why not leave a few days earlier? Avoid Christmas Eve while we're at it. Eliminate the whole crazy mess. What if Blair calls Christmas Eve? He'd replied. And besides, Biff got $399 knocked off the package because few people travel on the 25th. Anyway, it was booked and paid for, and nothing was going to change.
Then why not have the party on Christmas Eve anyway? Mary asked, getting pushy, fearful that she might feel obligated to host a replacement.
Because we don't want to, Mary. We're taking a break, okay? A year off. No Christmas whatsoever. Nothing. No tree, no turkey, no gifts. We're taking the money and splurging on a cruise. Get it?
I get it, Candy said.
I wish Norman would do something like that. He wouldn't dream of it, though. Afraid he'd miss 20 or so bowl games. I'm so envious, Nora.
And with that, Mary took a bite of her avocado sandwich. She chewed and began glancing around the deli. Nora knew exactly what she was thinking. Who can I tell first? The cranks are skipping Christmas. No party, no tree, nothing but money in their pockets so they can blow it on a cruise. Nora ate too, knowing that as soon as she stepped through the door over there, the gossip would roar through the deli, and before dinner, everyone in her world would know the news. So what? She told herself. It was inevitable, and why was it such a big deal? Half would be in Candy's camp, burning with envy and dreaming along with Nora. Half would be with Mary, seemingly appalled at the notion of simply eliminating Christmas.
But even within this group of critics, Nora suspected many would secretly covet their cruise. And in 3 months, who'd care anyway? After a few bites, they shoved their sandwiches aside and brought out the paperwork. Not another word was mentioned about Christmas. Not in Nora's presence, anyway. Driving away, she phoned Luther with the news of their latest victory.